time for the Alcorn Archives on WEOL, presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Alcorn, and where are we heading for today's archives?
Well, Bruce, we're going to go back 7 years, not quite, but about a month or so shy of 7 years, 2014, and boy, Lorain County Boys High School basketball fans will remember that March very well, because the Vermilion Sailors, under head coach Kurt Habermill, one of the best coaches in Lorain County, his kids are always tough and hard-nosed, and that Vermilion team got on a run come tournament time and advanced all the way to the Sweet 16 up at Bowling Green, and they had a player by the name of Cameron Kuhn, and Sailor fans and Lorain County fans will remember him very, very well. He was just a phenomenal player, and you and I were chatting before we got started here. Cameron Kuhn got on a roll in the tournament of 2014 that I don't think I've ever seen a single player do what Cameron Kuhn did. He was just lights out, game in, game out for the Vermilion Sailors come postseason. So we're going to go back to actually March 5th of 2014. This was the Division II district semifinal ball game over at Westlake High School. It would be Vermilion taking on the Buckeye Bucks. Buckeye, of course, out of Medina County. They had a terrific coach as well, and Matt Saunders. Buckeye was 21-3 on the year. Vermilion came in at 17-7. Vermilion had a couple of tournament wins in the sectional over Padua, 67-56, and then they beat Keystone, another game on WEOL. They beat Keystone 45-39. Buckeye with a couple of tournament wins as they outed Brooklyn 60-36 and then took care of Firelands 82-52. So it set up this D2 district semi over at Westlake. The place was packed. It was a huge crowd. And so they were anticipating a great ball game, and boy, did it turn out to be the case. Vermilion would win it 74-72 before a frenzied crowd at Westlake. So let's get things rolling as far as the highlights are concerned. And for the Vermilion Sailors, even though it was Cameron Kuhn that led the way all night long, things got rolling early for the Sailors, as it would be Kyle Nader that would have a dunk in that first quarter of play.
Pops it out front, pass deflected and stolen. Heading to the other end for Vermilion, Kyle Nader hammered it home. Kyle Nader with a two-handed dunk for the game's first 2 points.
So Vermilion got off to that good start, but I'll tell you what, Buckeye was a very talented basketball team, and they had a 6'2 senior by the name of Garrett Beck, who was their leading scorer. Garrett averaged about 17 points per ball game, and he got Buckeye going early with a long bomb.
Left wing, three ball, good! Garrett Beck, that's his 53rd three ball of the year, and it's 9-5 Buckeye. Boy, that hit nothing but net. That was a beautiful shot.
Yeah, he could shoot it. Garrett Beck had a terrific ball game for Buckeye on this evening. There's a few more Beck highlights coming, but another guy that contributed for the Bucks on this Wednesday night was another senior, 5'10", Corey Inman, and he would have a first-quarter field goal for Buckeye as well.
Into the forecourt comes Inman. Drives to the hoop, put it up and in, and he got fouled. Corey Inman with a great move to the basket and a chance for a three-point play.
Well, he would miss that free throw, but again, Buckeye was off to a good start. In fact, they held a 17-9 lead in that first quarter of play. They were up by 8, but Cameron Kuhn, who had a big first quarter with 9 points, would get Vermilion closer at the end of the first with a big three-point shot.
Back in the corner to Kuhn. He'll unload a three. Good! Cameron Kuhn drills the three ball. And it's 17-16. Sailors within one.
And actually, Buckeye would have one more bucket after that. So Buckeye was up 19-16 at the end of one. Kuhn was off to a great start. He had 9. Garrett Beck with 9. For the Buckeye Bucks. So we go to the second quarter of play. Once again, Buckeye was able to build a lead. They went up 32-22 in that second quarter. And we'll give you a few highlights from period number 2. Again, Garrett Beck with a big basket for the Bucks.
And now at the other end, there's a steal by Beck. Heads to the forecourt, drives by Kuhn, and laid it up, it is! Beck with 16, and it's 30-22 Bucks.
Yeah, there's that 8-point lead for Buckeye, but boy, Vermilion would come roaring back. Cameron Kuhn, just a phenomenal performance in this district semi, and boy, Cameron had a big bucket and a foul to go with it in that second quarter.
Out front to Kuhn. Kuhn with a stutter step into the lane. Drive, scoops, scores, fouls! Cameron Kuhn with a chance for a 3-point play. Oh, what a move by Cameron Kuhn.
He wasn't able to convert on that free throw, but Cameron Kuhn had pretty much put the Vermilion Sailors on his back, and he wasn't done as Kuhn would hit a deep three ball as the second quarter buzzer would go off.
Kuhn, top of the key, five on the clock, three ball, good! As Kuhn ends up on the seat of his pants, and that will do it for the first half. Cameron Kuhn hit the three ball to make it a 30-29 game at the intermission.
All right, so Vermilion was down by 8 at 30-22, but that three ball by Kuhn capped off a 7-0 run for the Sailors to close out that first half, and it was just a dogfight. 30-29, Buckeye with the 1-point lead as the two teams went to the locker room and kind of catch their breath. Kuhn had a tremendous first half. He had 20 in the first half, including 7 of 8 from the field. Beck had a great first half for Buckeye. Garrett Beck with a 16-point first half. So they were kind of going at it, mano a mano out there on that Westlake hardwood. The third quarter just turned into this back-and-forth battle between these two teams. In the third quarter alone, just in the third quarter, in 8 minutes of basketball, there were 16 lead changes and 3 ties. It was just this game that went back and forth as the crowd grew into this unbelievable frenzy in that third quarter for Vermilion. It would be Caleb Waller that would knock down a big three ball.
Right side Waller, three ball around the rim, and it bounced in! Oh, what a roll for Waller. Waller's three ball that used every inch of the iron ties the game at 42.
But Cameron Kuhn, it's hard to say he cooled off in the third quarter. He only had 7 in the third as he came off that 20-point first half. But one of the 7 in the third quarter of play, or one of the field goals of that 7 points, was a huge 3-point shot.
Nader got it back, whistled it out front to Waller, left wing Kuhn, three ball. Good! Cameron Kuhn dialed that one up from Crocker Park. And it's 47-44.
I don't hear these highlights before you play them, Bruce, so sometimes it brings a chuckle. So anyway, Kuhn with that huge three ball. Again, you can hear the crowd. They're going crazy. But Buckeyes, Garrett Beck, he pretty much went shot for shot with Cameron Kuhn in this ball game, and it would be Garrett Beck for the Buckeye Bucks that would beat the third quarter buzzer with a bomb of his own.
Beck with 4 on the clock. Beck to the foul line. The runner around the rim and in at the buzzer. Oh, what more can Garrett Beck do? Buckeye with a 1-point lead. 52-51. The Bucks by 1.
As we go to the fourth, that actually wasn't a three ball, but the Beck field goal gives Buckeye the 1-point lead at the end of 3. So, you know, you just look at the box score, Buckeye by 3 at the end of 1, Buckeye by 1 at the half, Buckeye by 1 as we go to the fourth quarter of play. It was that tight all night long. So here we go to the fourth, and now the crowd is at an energy level. It's just a fever pitch at Westlake. So it was a great fourth quarter of play, and things get started early for Vermilion as Kyle Nader had a big put-back basket for the Sailors.
Waller heads to the other end, laid it up, missed the layup. Oh, what a follow by Nader, who hammered it home to give the Sailors a 1-point lead as the Vermilion crowd goes crazy here on the near side.
Yeah, they absolutely exploded on that Nader dunk, and then they got all riled up again in that fourth quarter of play when once again it would be Caleb Waller. He was only a sophomore in this ball game, averaging just under 2 points per contest, but boy, he dialed up and hit a big three in that fourth period.
Right side, three ball, good! Caleb Waller off the timeout, drains a bomb, and it's 59-56.
It just kept going back and forth. So Buckeye now says, well, we've got to answer that one, and they did. Six-foot senior John Tye with a huge three ball for the Bucks.
Tye, three ball, got it! John Tye makes it 64-61, Buckeye by three.
Yeah, Tye would have a huge fourth quarter for the Bucks. He really played well in that final period. He had 9 points in the fourth quarter. Here's a steal and a score by John Tye.
Kuhn at the top of the key, lost the ball, Tye with the steal, Tye hits to the other end, Tye laid it up and in, 70-69, Buckeye with the 1 point lead, 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable, and then Tye again with the steal and the score, he did it twice.
Nader out near the half court line, and the ball's knocked out of his hands. Tye poked it free. Tye at the other end. Great! Scores! Foul! Oh, what a play by Tye!
So that play by John Tye gave the Bucks a 72-71 lead with just under a minute to go in the ball game. So now Vermilion's down by one, and they've got to figure out a way to win this one. So Kurt Habermill draws up the play. And who do you think would win it for the Vermilion Sailors? None other than Cameron Kuhn.
Kuhn on the left wing, a three. Good! Good! Cameron Kuhn hit the three. 74-72.
And that would end up being the final score in the ball game. Now, Buckeye did have a couple of opportunities to regain the lead in the final seconds of play, but Garrett Beck, who had a phenomenal ball game, he missed a three from the top of the three-point arc. Jeff Miller for Buckeye had a chance at a putback, or I should say a putback jumper, and that shot would not fall. And so Vermilion would hang on for the 74-72 win in what was just an incredible ball game over at Westlake High School. So the win puts Vermilion at 18-7, they would go to the district championship game on Saturday and face Holy Name, and they would end up beating Holy Name to win that district title. Boy, a great effort by the Buckeye Bucks. They came up 2 points short. They finished up the season at 21-4. And Bruce, as I said, just what a matchup between Cameron Kuhn of Vermilion, Garrett Beck of Buckeye. Kuhn with that three ball to win it with about 20 seconds to go would finish up with a 36-point ball game. 9 in the first, 11 in the second, 7 in the third, 9 in the fourth. Beck had a tremendous outing for Buckeye. He finished up with 27. Great game. Really what tournament basketball is all about. I know I say that a lot. It's a cliche, but really both student sections were into it. Vermilion fans have always supported that basketball team. They travel well. Buckeye brought a ton of people up from Medina County. It was just a great game over at Westlake, and there's a couple of more to come for Vermilion on this tournament run, and we'll save one for a few weeks down the road in the Alcorn Archive.
That might have been the one where I'm sitting in my garage waiting for it to end. There's certain ones of those where you get into it, if you get into a game and you're just waiting back and forth. I have no rooting real interest sometimes in the different teams, but you get to see what's happening, and the call is always exciting. You mentioned about how Cameron Kuhn has that, but you have to have a supporting cast, and based on the highlights, yeah, with the different names that showed up, you know, if there's one guy there who only scores 2 points and there's a big difference, what is the big scoring mean other than, you know, you want to have everybody participate in that.
So. Absolutely. And Kyle Nader had a big game for Vermilion, 17 points. Forrest Boyd with 13. Caleb Waller, sophomore, came off the bench. He popped in 8. So, yes, you're exactly right, Bruce. You know, as my broadcast partner Jim Jones would say, you're all over it. With 36. But, right, Nader's 17, Boyd's 13, Waller's 8. They were huge contributors for Kurt Habermill's team on that night. It was a great game. You talk about sitting in the garage. This is the game that I know I've told you this story that the biggest Vermillion fan in the world is Cliff German from German's Villa. And this is the game where Cliff was texting us during the game that he was running around the house. He was getting so excited listening to the game. You know, if there was a timeout, he'd get up and kind of run around the house just to run some energy off. And so we've always teased Cliff about that. Hey, Cliff, we hope you're running around the house listening to this one. Well, he got so into it
there was a,
at home.
Yeah, there were a couple more games ahead for Vermillion in this year where that would cause you to do the same thing. So it's always exciting to turn them around, especially that sort of Wednesday-Thursday game that plays then on the weekend where you kind of just have a day or two in between before you're back at it again. So that's always exciting, for sure.
And that's the beauty of tournament basketball. It's just night after night after night, you know, as all the different teams and the divisions are playing. I love tournament basketball, favorite time of the year. And, boy, that run by Vermillion 7 years ago was very special. And as I said, one more game in that Vermillion tournament run will show up in the near future on the Elkhorn Archive.
Today's Elkhorn Archive came from March 5th of 2014, Vermillion versus Buckeye. Elkhorn Archives are presented by Eco Tree Services. Eco Tree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at ecotreeservices.com. For Tim Elkhorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.